60 years ago today, Bill Haley and the Comets performed their number one hit, Rock Around the Clock, on Ed Sullivan's CBS variety show. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports they performed live from the American Shakespeare Theater in Stratford, Connecticut.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
It was August 7th, 1955. Rock historian Jim Dawson says that night was very likely the first time a rock and roll performance appeared on live TV.
That was the herald that something new was happening. If Elvis was the king, Bill Haley was John the Baptist.
Ed Sullivan would go on to host Elvis's first TV performance, as well as the first American performance of the Beatles. On the day Bill Haley and his band played the Shakespeare Theater, the song was number one on the charts. Dawson says what really made it special was the way they performed it.
You know, the song itself is sort of a weak recycling of these old blues songs that go back to the 1920s, like, "Oh, I looked at the clock and the clock struck one. I said, ooh, we baby, and we got fun." If you just look at it on a sheet, there's really not much there, but Bill Haley and his Comets just made something spectacular.
They weren't the only act on the bill that night in 1955.
I have a list of the people who were on the Ed Sullivan show that night. Roddy McDowell, Christopher Plummer, Jerry Stiller, Jack Palance.
That's Casimir Mazira. He's a Stratford resident who studied the history of the theater. He's reading a list of the famous actors who shared the bill with Bill Haley. The theater had been open for less than a month when Ed Sullivan hosted his show there.
The mere fact that somebody had the pull to get him here, that's unbelievable. To get Ed Sullivan to show up, he's not doing it in New York. He's not doing it in Vegas. He's not coming to you from Miami. He's coming to you from Stratford, Connecticut.
We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
Davis Donovan, WSHU News.